something. Don't do that midstream and therefore compromise other municipalities. So what we're saying therefore is that the allocations are fine, but if you are planning to withhold, you might even go back to the same municipality that you're talking about, having seen them now. You can start talking to them that we're going to be withholding. But of course, you are clear in terms of the processes of the division of revenue. There must be given an opportunity to state their case. In other words, working with yourself. That's the issue. If you have any questions, comments, and clarity, Mr. Boko.
Thank you, Mr. Bertin. I think that's in this time of division of revenue, you respect the bulk of this is an exercise to communication and good morning to my colleagues from Dover. I mean, otherwise, if the time for the list is coming, so I must touch base all the time. I may not come back.
So,
I must make sure that yeah, it's it. Now, I was going to say, you know, short as it is, but to me it's a very important one because the presentation is one, and it's a fact to the point. But what one may, would like to know is, for those municipalities where there are no people, for instance, how do you choose to say, you know, great time? You will not deploy. Will deploy there. How do you look at that? Because I think that sometimes we find that where there is a dire need, there is no deployment. And elsewhere, as Joanna said, Metro, we deploy people where we think that the skill is in abundance, but we still deploy where? How do you come to the city? Or can we, what is called the Committee on Finance, recommend that we deploy somebody to KSB, where we have done that, I think that is capable, or is that just taking it? Yes. I mean, the other slide on page 4, is coming with challenges. Why is it difficult? So, I mean, the challenges that those employees encounter at those municipalities. The rest, maybe what you did not was because the report doesn't say is what is it where the employee informs you that look, at this municipality I'm just being marginalized here, I'm sidelined, what do you do? Or what can be done? If you don't have, I mean, you can't do anything about it. Is it possible that perhaps we can be informed timely in such instances? Not that we have powers to force people on other people's graves, but I think that in the context of wanting those municipalities to perform, I think all of us have a responsibility to ensure that the municipalities do what they call it, do work. Chairperson, thank you.
I would want to make a follow-up on the input of Honorable Logo in terms of the deployment to municipalities. What is that? Is there a clear in terms of reference of what the employees are supposed to go and because there might be a situation where they would want now to run.
I know
yeah, because they would want to go into
it.
upcoming future.
that they would want to run the municipality and what say final as refugees is the accounting officer. One municipality that one which wants to cite an example, like the Makare municipality in the northern state. There is a deploy from the CSA. We actually go further than that to incite certain community members to be against what the municipality officials are supposed to do because they don't listen to him. So one wants to know if there is a clear terms of reference in giving the deployees when they go into these sections, what their roles are supposed to do. The second question would be your MIG and MSIG. You see the expenditure is very less, not like what you expect that should happen. And what measures or what monitoring processes have you put in place? Because as the chairperson said, your last statement means that you must not give municipalities more money. And obviously it means there should be some arrangement there that you make in order to assist them, to take them out of that type of a scenario. What measures or what mechanism that we put into place that would be clear cut ways of assisting those municipalities in order to get out of the situation that they find themselves in? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. In a way, it also falls under the question asked by my colleague, Mr. But this comment said that a financial aspect only focusing on the preparation of annual financial budget and so forth. What is the intention of this comment? I think that we understand. Is it not the right focus or saying that it's part of the focus? As well as the comment that says the article says only for 6 months. What is the idea?
Yes, we have a situation. I don't know if it's a relevant time to use, but I will try to smuggle it in. Maybe the chapter doesn't want to come to me. I would want to ask you a question, because this is obviously deals with the question of monitoring, and also maybe the discussion between province and national. I would want to avoid the situation that we saw yesterday on the land claim, that communities are brought to the community to come and make presentation in terms of the
there is such a program that we have that I raised with the chair, which we are trying to get in. The Department of Local Government in the province of Northern Cape is a particular committee or NGO money and bought all the material and everything. The material is still rotting there, nothing is happening to explain. How can you assist those people? Because for building houses, yes. Your cement, all those necessary equipment.
No, what will do? We are honored that least today we've got a delegation from NHBRC who will come back to that question. They are represented here, let me just read the names. They would show you their hands. I hope I'm going to pronounce the name very well. By Mr. Petula Mahate, who is the CEO. CEO, Chief Executive. Hang on. Ms. Sibongile Nene, I hope this is a relative to Mr. Nkata Nene, Chairperson of Finance. So she's Chairperson of the Council of the NHBRC. And then there is Dr. Awelani, it's not very clear, not Malala or Malata, what is Malala. The manager strategy and research NHBRC. And then there is Advocate Koshia Mabunda, administrative assistant from the CEO. High power delegation. We will have some discussions with them. In that's part of the question that relates to housing. But I think we will be having some specific questions in relation to, because we did pick up some problems in respect of housing delivery in some provinces. Department of Housing, where are you? Are you already here? Uh-huh. They've decided not to come. So should we give money to people who are not here? There's so much money dedicated for housing in the division of government. And we call them to come and talk to us, convince us that we needed to give more money to the province. William? Shibuka, the floor is yours. Some of your people are not behaving very well. As we've just said, in some municipalities, they are king. Inciting people to do all sorts of wrong things.
Let me start with the issue of Makun Samara and those other municipalities. I think we have actually taken consideration of the Makun Samara, especially about the Samara situation, and when we went to intervene, or to support, you realize that one of the reasons that you realize that all the countries, I mean the municipal managers, technical managers, literally everybody has been suspended because of those number of people. So we find that when we check these expenditures, you know, even they themselves, all of them are actually that beginning to get things in order. But we are there, we are together with them. The only problem we're sitting with is that you don't have the MM, the CFO is suspended, the whole lot has been suspended for the family. But we are there despite all that short system with regard to on the finance aspect, only focusing on they are focusing on the right issues, and that's where we're saying they need to be focused. But I think what we have missed is to say, remember all this what is happening around finances and infrastructure. There is funding also that is coming in. They need also to understand, and so they need to assist them and policies with the preparation of the report and also making sure that the compliance issues are taken care of. So we have realized that we have not necessarily very, very strong in the issue that also remember there are two grants.
The market just walked in. Africa. China is still with that.
So I think the that's what we're saying. We just want to say the next thing to say, if you are disclosing particular manifest, don't just focus, I'm just focusing on these other issues. Remember that as you deal with the annual financial statement, the financial statement itself, you see that some of the revenue comes from grants. Ask and understand as to what are these grants being used. Assist them in preparing those reports in terms of. So in the current setup, that does not exist. So therefore, it's a question of saying, even if when you ask us to say why there is underspending, some of them might not know what happened to that. But the issue of 6 months deployment, this is not that it was a 6 month deployment. It's a question of saying they started at that point in time, then deployments are still active. It's just that they started in October. We're looking at the period up until December. So from now up until December, how many out of this, deployees, how many of them deployed at what particular point in time? So we did that assessment to see as to how old are they in that particular municipality. So they're still continuing. It's not that the contract started 6 months ago with them in terms of appointment and finalization. So, yeah, I'll give my colleague also to add more on the issues that relate to media and from there the question of the board.
Thank you. William raised with regard to those municipalities in the Limpopo. The last time we met Makuru Chamaga, they were saying they are in the process of absorbing the DBSA employees to be part of the municipality. And we hope by now it's now joined the municipality. So I think once it's there, I think things will start moving there. But obviously the challenge is with regard to the top management that is not there. Then it becomes a problem for the machine making. Some municipalities like Villa, Mamuru Hall, they always say the allocation is too little, that they can't start spending from April, and somewhere around July they stop the project. And they find themselves raising a bigger project of, let's say, 15 million. They always try to link the two financial years, so that they start spending very late, and then the next allocation, then they will just move. However, in terms of systems in place, I think we've got monitoring systems and the information, we realize that they are weak, and the municipalities are now showing that they can absorb legal allocation. Because I mean, last year, during this time, the expenditure was just 2 billion. But this time around, it's already more than 5 billion. So it's an indication that the expenditure is improving recently. However, we have those ones that are still struggling. And sometimes, you have to be unpopular to become popular. Then you will have to aggressively implement some of the provisions. We did that with ORCAM or Greater Kukune, the biggest district in this country. And we realized that this time around, Greater Kukune is already 88% for the current allocation. Our number, 72%, I'm talking about 72% of 400 million. So it then means that when you start aggressively implementing DORA, people start taking this thing seriously, and they start spending. So most of the municipalities that we stopped past, 37% of them, 90% of those 37 municipalities are now, if they have improved in terms of expenditure, then it then tells us that when we start doing this implementation of DORA, people start spending as well. Now, we have a good monitoring system. Each and every month we get the expenditure reports, we get project lists to also check the project status. Because some projects we find that it's been designed for 12 months. So we start engaging with them and interacting with them to make sure that project should then be implemented. So we've got those systems in place. And what we were saying each and every month we will then have to sit with the DSA to try to look at this progress and see how we can deploy the resources. The issue of Capricorn District over expenditure. This is over expenditure in terms of amount that has been transferred versus expenditure. But the expenditure in terms of allocation, currently they're sitting at 72% of their allocation. They also improved significantly as compared to the previous year's check. Thank you.
Thanks, Chairperson. I'll take one question and then my colleague will take another one. Chair, a quick question on the work that we do before deploying our experts in the municipality. As well as, of course, the 15th standard system, Chairperson, yes. What we do, we do a needs assessment in each municipality, working with and then working with the head of technical services, which is a technical expert. And based on that needs analysis, then we put together a business plan for that deployment. Chairperson, this is always followed by signing of the service level agreement, which takes into account obligations of DBSA on one hand, and that of the municipality on the other, and also takes into account issues of reporting lines between the deployee, CFO, MM, as well as the head of technical services, and looking also at what will be affected in terms of reporting back to DBSA. Chairperson, the other question also deals with the issue of what the bank should do in case of where the challenges are encountered. Here we put an escalation process in the bank. We have included this in our study portfolio office, which is a system that is developed for reporting directly from experts to the DBSA. And in there, we get on an ongoing basis escalations of risk and also problems that are being found on the ground. And this is a standing item for discussion at each of the board meetings in the DBSA. Chair, we welcome the suggestion from honorable member that we need to encourage this also to this committee so that we can get assistance and be able to fast track solutions to some of these exciting risks that we get from the people. Thank you.
Just to touch on the question of the what are the terms of reference of the employees in the municipality. I think their role is mainly to facilitate.
They are available, don't give us details.
Yeah.
Bottom line is that there is somebody whose conduct is not very good. I think it's a matter that you must speak up. Just follow on that one.
I think the other question that we didn't answer was how do we choose which municipalities where we deploy the criteria thereof. I think in terms of identification of the municipalities, we talk with the DPLG, Treasury, DOA, and also the provinces to identify which municipalities lack capacity. I think when we started the program, the priority was mainly the project consolidate in the municipalities we're working of that list. And we also look at the MIG expenditure of those municipalities, as well as the capacity in various departments, which is finance and technical. Then based on that, I think we'll agree on which one first. Thank you.
All right. What we must then do now, we hope the relationship is going to sustain. Of you. We do want to include Dwarf now in the tripartite relationship. Because you just said we also work through Dwarf. Now having then said that, let's allow Dwarf to tell us what they've got to tell us. Madam? We are in charge of mainly three grants, as we talk about the addition of MCB yesterday. The other grant, which is part of the need, is the budget adaptation, and therefore I'm going to speak with the mainly the adaptation of whether the situation has discussed today, whether it's sufficient or not. On the question of bad infrastructure, obviously, and all all other drugs that I'm going to talk about, I would say they are inadequate, and the reason for that, the allocation was based on the basis of the history of the department, where there was a piece of slightly expenditure on some of the funds that we had. But going by the progress in the process that they are high, because it took a bit of time to put the mechanisms in place to spend the money. Now that the mechanisms are there, it will be obviously necessary to ensure that perhaps some of the allocations are improved to address some of the concerns that I will highlight in this particular document. Now, for instance, when you look at the bulk infrastructure relative to the needs per component, it stands at 8.6%. And you can see here, I'm referring to the slide on page 2. I'm referring to the slide on page 2. 8.6, of course, we realize that need has started growing. Therefore, the allocation between whatever goes to other aspects of need and what comes to bulk infrastructure is another debate. But looking at the fact that the bulk infrastructure was included as part of the need, you will find that we only need to charge of directly 8.6% of the allocation, and which we have found is not sufficient given the multi-sector nature of this particular program. Now, when you come to, of course, the progress review is given to you, and I will not go into the progress of what has been done by province, and therefore I will take you straight to page 6 of the handouts you have, and in particular the first slide of that particular page. You notice that in my key allocation for schools and clinics, we do not have an allocation for 2009-2011, and the reason is that the original plan was that it will end, and this program should be completed by then. In light of the challenges that we are facing, especially on schools, it will appear that we may have considered to go to 2010-2011 allocation in figure. But for now, what we are saying, given the amount given there, as the information comes through, because the information was not as reliable as it was, given as we expected, given that we applied on the provincial Department of Education to give us the backlog and the information gathering, we don't know sure if it's reliable, and that has made my doubts about the adequacy of the allocation in the 2008 year. Now, I therefore move to the bucket of education. The bucket of education element here again, we do not have allocation for 2008 and 2009, and the reason for that is that the deadline that it was for December 2007, that all bucket education problems should have gone. Now, the reality on the ground is that may not be the true story. The reason being that if you assume certain level of standard, and which the community kind of came back to us and saying the certain level of standard we were working on were completely displaced, and therefore they desire and strongly advocated for the move away from the VIP toilet to the waterborne facility. Of course, the waterborne facilities will require adequate water resources and bulk sewerage infrastructure to support such water sanitation. And for that particular reason, therefore, if we are to kind of give to the request of this particular service level, it will therefore clearly indicate that it will not be possible, I mean, it was kind of premature to consider bulk sanitation to end in 2007, 2008, financial year. I therefore, Chair, with your permission again, I'd like to refer you to the operating subsidy, which is another grant we are in charge of, and I'm there for page 9, the second slide on page 9. The allocation as shown in the second slide, we are getting over 1 billion in 2008-2009, and of course, it's expected that this particular amount should go down by 30% every year as we approach 2011-2012. There's not a thing for that particular year, anyway, but we are seeing ahead in terms of what we are currently doing. The first round of the schemes will take place again by 2010-2011, but that one will be leaving a certain story and an arrest.
is for the punishment. Because I'm talking about the fact that the practice of working with sound asset management plan, especially with financial assets, has never been the practice for the South Africa public sector and with special interest in the water sector. Now, for that reason, therefore, you will find that some of the assets that are being transferred to the municipality, we will not be surprised if this particular municipality comes back to us and request that we do the asset renewal of the various streams that we have provided them. Now, what will also be required beyond 2010, 2011, or even before then, will be the question around monitoring and evaluation of the work that has already been done so that things do not go back where they were some years back. And obviously, when we talk about the analysis that have been done, they have been done in the context of certain assumptions around the inflation rate for the future. What's the money you'll actually be there, but what's the money in countries in the last 3 or 4 months? It's an international trend, which of course shares certain, poses certain questions to us, and we are inclined to ask the question whether these particular figures will be realistic within the MTF or not, and in light of the work that we have to do, whether we should revisit some of the figures we have just commodity in order to get our financial needs. I will therefore pause there and ask my colleague here shed some light if there is anything that I'll make out in my presentation.
Thank you, Chair. I think he has covered everything. I'm basically only can talk really on the operating subsidies that we get. And the reality is we thought that by 2009-10 we would be able to start decreasing our subsidies that go towards local government, so that the 30% should be incorporated into the equitable state. But on our negotiations with municipalities, we realized that it took quite a long time due to the fact that municipal managers are changing every day, the technical managers are changing every day, so you end up renegotiating the agreement. Instead of taking 259 days, it took more than 500 days to negotiate our agreement. So we finally signed our agreement later than we thought. So our 30% in some municipalities needs to go up, but we can only start with a decrease of the 30% only in 2011-12 instead of finishing by 2011-12. So and again, based on the fact that when we did our servicemen's request, we did that in 2002, and the only money that was allocated in 2002 was 720 million. And the reality is things have changed from 2002 to 2008. And we know that we have done the verification of our teams and found that we are going to need more than 1.2 billion to finish off the refurbishment of all the teams. That's all I can say, sir.
Okay. All right. I've just done it. They are not assisting us. They have decided to come and complain. The reality is that, let me say, one, the decision that you're making has been your choice. They show you are not working without the use of power. But when you want the use of clear cut land, whether Umasipala manager goes or not, I think all that we must be responsible. When we come back to this thing, it's interesting to be the thing that you are raising, because I'm looking at my quote now of the situation of government E4. I hope my remember how shall I go. Just at a glance, under 219 and so on. Backlog in water and sanitation and cleaning and food, there are allocations there to some municipalities. Now, it's owner is there. But then the other problem that I really have with the submission you have made is the issue of the particular distinction. Now the point here is that you are generalizing in the circumstance. And I can tell you now, when the announcement was made on by 2010, that assertion, it was not an assumption, it was a strong assertion, that you are doing that on the basis of a particular definition. And that definition was 3994. It was not about other things. Both 94 are other things. I'm just raising that so that as you are talking about this lack of funding, and we were very clear, we did go down from the top to the funding ourselves. And the first problem we encountered during our commission, and it was the issue of the definition. But somebody communicated a wrong definition and sent a wrong message to the funding. And so when the funding was doing an audit, they were taking every backlog. That was the most critical problem done by yourself as a department, and I'm not sure who else. Now, on the basis of the definition, there was no problem. For now, I can tell you in my own problem, and this is what we even told them in a meeting, because they were saying to us they were going to be short of 400 million. And we said their projections were wrong. And we both died. Precisely because they were not working on the basis of the definition as given by the department. I'm just saying that's one of the problems. And I know Mr. Sokol and some and Mr. Porter have some questions. What?
Thank you. who are not very clear. They thought that the mandate was that of the Tiger Council, the people who want to prevent their case. You know. And our understanding here is that there is an allocation. So really, our question is, what is the basis of allocation to that? As to why you got that, we think that we have resolved it at another level. Especially for the CFO, I think the last person to say that. He knows that. I think that starting with that comment, the CFO says the budget is not sufficient. And what are they doing about that? But also with regard to the planning budget generally for this session, I think that common process many reports that we have from the state from after a certain number of categories and by the plan, but the reality is that on the ground is not happening. And now I'm not sure what informs you when you buy them. For instance, you say that the target for eradication, for budget eradication, was 2007. The very important trend is not that. And you can see that they have the outset area. Now that is not valid at all. So, in a few weeks' time, I'll be going to the computer school. What do I say, you know, to this? And why is that that you know that it's valid for them? And also, on page 3, slide number 4, the project status. Project status, construction process, implementation phase, blah, blah, blah. There's 4 implementation original projects. This is the project for the project. No response from Adam Hughes and then on that. But it's not telling us what is it that you're doing about those things. Because I think that maybe it is important to take it, but there's no response, and then this is what you're doing about it. But also says that general around the recession of allocation to me. They say 8.6%. Of what form is the allocation? How do you decide that you allocate 1% or 8.6%? Is it a number? Is it a set? Do you look at the need of what you have to design? And if so, if you just need to do the country, you can see that whether it's required to have that because I think that to us know as much as we do that the meaning was up to 1994. There was no proper marketing construction. And now we are doubting. We are not going to talk. And we say to people, very soon, because in 2009, we say to people, will they, will provide you with water, with this and that. But when it comes to budget, we don't do that.
come back to the divided extension of marriage, see, because MIG, as we know now, is a consolidation of many pockets. Something called need, so on. And so clearly that discussion must take place then between DWAF and TPLG, so that they don't complain about the things that they are making now. In fact, what we want to know, what is their own contribution towards MIG in the context of consolidation. Now, I'm told to be ready to all people in the time of the day. If I didn't come, I would just proceed. Because I know some of you must care. Some of you will have to buy that around the corner for some spot. You want to get some spot this time of the day. And in the meantime, I'll have you some little contacts with the leadership of the NHGRC. The so called can show them there so that they will call for you a while. Because now, Department of Housing, I don't see it. And I'm not sure that we're proposing to give them so much money. And that we hold it that are taking place by the same department for some point. So, what we do is they're not here to give them this money. But you will hold up this allocation. Or maybe NHGRC is going to speak on their behalf. I'm not sure. Because clearly, if they're not here, I'm not sure we will support this allocation for housing. This kind of thing. Looks like there's no cheese. There's no tea then. It was my capture responding to the question.
There has been a request from another member to reclaim that they may have from the environment of the university. I'm able to identify that the programs required so far in terms of the conditional grant are programs which are my effect program. If you look at the page two, the fourth slide in that we identify to certain challenges within the number of stakeholders, especially the cooperation among the various stakeholders. Now, therefore, we talk about certain delays that may have hampered the progress we have tried to overcome that. How have we overcome that? That comes from all of you, other members. We have also a program known as Master Plan 3, for Science, and one of the things we are trying to use is the donor funding program to liberate on some of the issues that are here. And we have brought Salga DDMG on board in order to help for this particular challenge and risks that are shared with this particular program. When it comes to issue about what informs the allocation, yes, when it comes to some assumptions are made when the allocation are done, and what they have been done, statistics have been done. For example, we said, I'm speaking to do you do some stark assumption of do you do on the ground audit in respect of the need? Right, I would agree with your view. But then later on during the implementation, like in the case of the budget infrastructure, planning has to take place, stabilities have to take place. And that is what informs our team that what we have come up with through the contracting, which have a big legal level, will then require that to go back to the training board after the stability studies have been done. And that's the case whereby, if you would like to have the research, what informs our team then, of course, later on we will have to engage with you on that and based on the information. We are not prepared to provide that information to you right now about what informs whether this is appropriate, whether this is adequate, or if not adequate. One other thing that I would like to agree with the honourable members is about the designation of when it comes to budgets and all that. Right. Now, then consider the dimension of what we were targeting. And that target does shift. We will still go back to consume and carry the conversation. So, we read the map there for him to go back and find out what our assumption or our original that occurred. Like for the case of schools, for example, I'll be interested to where our source of information was when it comes to sanitation and cleaning. We have lied from the department, provided the information. And we can find out, somebody here today, we're not. So, no one is liable now for us to work. Now, in terms of management support, if you come to the issue around the bus infrastructure, where you find the significant portion or allocation of the budget for management support. I've already admitted in the past that the problem we're dealing with is a multi-sector problem. There are different role players. So after the stability studies have been done, the argument then comes in, we do what out of that particular project. And then often you find in certain instances, the management support will be zero because some of the role players will take on board that particular role. And we concentrate there for utilize the process for the other function. So it's not a different attempt where we say we do not want to do any money in support. We don't want to do the other question I would like my colleague to share is that.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to respond to the fact that when we did our projections on the kind of money that we are going to need for this program on transfer, we did that in 2002. And why I say if there's a change within municipalities, it affects the program. It doesn't affect service delivery, but it does affect the program. If, for instance, I take Bembe, for instance, they have a new municipal manager that came in December. And originally, we have transferred people that were under 55. And we renegotiated an agreement to say, let's transfer the people that are still over 55 because that's where your skills are lying with the previous municipal manager. And he agreed. And we are supposed to sign that agreement on the 1st of December. But because he was not there, the new manager, when he came in, he said, sit down with me, explain everything. And that was only when he said he could see us in January. But still, he saw us in January, and he still said he doesn't agree with what we are saying. So we have to go back, and by the time we sign the human resources agreement, it means it will be now in the next financial year. So this is why I say it affects the program, not just the service delivery. Service delivery is continuing. People are still waiting, but they are seconded in that particular municipality. Just one of the examples that I
have. Okay. You know what I want to do? I want to ask the members of the committee. I suspect we still have some submissions from DWAP in the last quarter as we break for tea. Just to rush to your own offices, get your files, and get some of the copies there as well as you. I'm worried about some of the things that are coming out now. We were given a better teacher that time. Now this time around I'm given a terrible teacher. So I'm just worried about this inconsistent reporting that we should do. So I'm just saying that we please that we'll come back in 10 minutes. Let's wait for tea and rush our office. Just get the last report from Graham as we are waiting for tea. I will also run to my own office. Can you get some of the copies? While just 10 minutes, it's a so-called SMB meeting, and then we are.
Thank you.
With the other spheres, so I'm saying lower spheres.
If you remember in KFT Amatone, the portion got there. On the one hand, God is working with the district. Now, in the free gate, for instance, instead of working with the district, they are working with the local ministry. So those are some of the problems that God themselves create now. So this is why we're then saying God must go back while they will be talking to you. The picture is not as gloomy as they have said. I was reading the performance of this country now. And Mr. Sokoni was right that it is not a forum to preach for more, unfortunately, now. And especially in the context of this unfinished business that is in the report that was giving to me. So clearly, that's the one thing. And this is why we were saying, those discussions that we have every quarter, feed into this discussion. And so we never forget those discussions. So that if people want to change for a second bite, this is not about the second bite now. It's about really whether we are ready. Because looking at this division of service, there's more money here. Therefore, whether you are ready to absorb this big chunk, that's here. That's the issue. Because the from where we sit here, there's underperformance. There's underperformance. Now, where you sit here, you really are not reflecting on those matters. So it's not a big deal. But then we get the point. But what we shall do is to allow you to go back. Because when you start making when you ought to be talking to your own colleagues, then there's a problem. And this is why I was saying the MIG is a consolidation of different pieces of money that are floating all over the show. Now, if you are raising what you are raising now, relatively small compared to MIG, commercial expenses, etc., you must go. We're not throwing you away. What he's saying is that go back and sit with TPLG. You will have to come back to us and give us a support the way they did with TPLG. But you must also go and talk to National Treasure to resolve some of the unsolved issues and come back and give us a report so that we are clear in terms of where we're going. We know that for the last of last year, we were complaining about Section 16 of the Division of Revenue, which you did resolve amongst yourselves. But it's fine. We don't have a big headache for now. We deal with this matter. Yes, Mr. Kalisi.
Yes, Chair. That is to add to that. The committee surely will bring this to the special arrangement of this matter. But I think it's up to us to plead of those officers who deal with this situation. We would really need for consistency. So that some of the agreements, the letters and skills that are made along the way are not lost, and then we are making one step forward, two steps backward.
Well, nice, so that
you
see how
the
government is. The inner workings of the department also tells you that people are not short in the inner department. But it's fine and done it.
I'm going to try to do this part of the experience. Thank you very much, Chair. Our PC hand over to my official here to give you the details of our presentation. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. Can I listen to you, Chair, carefully?
No.
Let me go back to...
I was talking to the members of my committee. I was saying it is in order to be in order.
Thank you very much.
They were quarreling over the... which is good. They were quarreling over the hard copy. Was the first time of them are going to be strong.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. The opportunity is very short. The fact that I admit the fact that we just organized in the past month, we have taken into the part of the local revenue process itself. And therefore, our opportunity is very short. President, we saw that different funding approaches from the countries. We were moving from the training that training factors are not felt equal by all in the culture. We never can support the minimum allocation from the culture. So it's a mix, a minimum allocation from the culture and the adjustment of the formula of the funding to the local. So in terms of local, we have noted the fact that as part of the basket of management of RFID, the percentage of revenue from food will be from 9% of Italy and food category A and B in Falco. So that was part of the budget for a mission dog in the sharing of food and that considered that this question of food will be better explored and therefore we support this particular point. However, the standard view that the two years to have a mission will be with conditions that have to be left alone. So we further raise that for the district, the replacement of the should be based on the activities of that possibility and the intervention of the ability. And we will be satisfied of defined by the GCSD process. It's our view that the particular process will be further achieved. In terms of the level of RFID, particularly for the district, in terms of the comment on the subject of the deal, we support section 50, we talked about MIDIs, where they included the coaching requirement for non-financial performance of the site. We are saying that this particular section will assist in terms of mechanical impact of the system. We can have support section 51, which talks about the we are seeing the extension of this capital affection report of transparency for good proper planning. Certainly, in the next episode, the preference for the next financial year and 10 and 11 financial year, we can have support that. And in our view, the expectation is further facilitating better planning for municipality. Certainly, I will want to hear that I said after the presentation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
let us keep the participation.
Master.
I just want to know, those municipalities also pay their application fee, those poorer municipalities, and what percent do they pay? Because the member of Anga is finding out that there are certain categories of municipalities.
I
just want to know that because I have a reason why I have that.
Okay.
If I can get the evidence.
And
you thank you, Captain. We may prefer letter from the municipality, not poor. Those letters from the municipality, the pay the application links to Canada. I'm not sure about the percentage, but they pay a certain percentage to Canada. And this morning, I can't give you that information from my, but I know that for example, they pay a set figure of 6 million, but I can pay that percentage for those letters from the municipality.
Thank you for the presentation. Okay. Over the years, we can see allocated municipality to our feet, especially in the letter before. Infrastructure in every municipality to render aid to them. I was able to inform us what is in the approach in learning the best of the municipality using this conditional plan, and to what extent can they use infrastructure in every municipality to raise their level of revenue, because they have acquired new infrastructure. This will be allowing them to have some training service. When you did not collect the same water, you have now water in fact, sometimes 50 liters. But such development, how do they have? And how the capacity of the municipality to be able to have some revenue raised out of the new infrastructure that they have done.
In writing. In other words, you're going to respond
saying that the false Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The processes of the revenue of the municipalities. I think the most important issue, as a country, we have agreed to start the municipalities to develop their IDPs. In your IDP, illustrate a point of what could be the direction of a specific municipality in terms of developing the area and expand the revenue of the municipality. Hence, there is a process of evaluating the IDPs of the municipality and approve those processes. And the provincial government, as well as the government, we assist municipalities to plan properly. The Salzburg, I think I must actually indicate the chair that Salzburg has, of course, our responsibility to support. I mean, we can't do that responsibility. What we are doing in terms of assisting municipalities, we've got working groups that are actually linked with the municipalities, local municipalities, district municipalities, as well as LACs. That process actually illustrates that SALSA will not just, maybe should not be viewed as if that we're just taking levies from the municipalities, therefore we cannot do this for other issues. But we're also training councillors, officials of the municipalities. That's the support that we're giving to municipalities as well. But Chair, you're saying it very clearly. Look, our presentation was just to give the participation of SALSA in this revenue deal that we have in our disposal. But we can debate, Chair, with the members in this house. I don't think we will hesitate to give information. But this one of the memberships that we have illustrated, yes, of course, at maximum level, which is we've got almost 6 million that we're actually charging from the network in South Africa. And the district municipalities as well as local municipalities. The membership is different in terms of the category and the level of the municipality. But I think it's also proper to give a report of that nature in black and white to your office. I think it's important.
Thank you, Mimi. You know why I was working on this? You are not very good at that. Okay. And thank you very much, Mr. And of course, you also mentioned the problem. What time you would be in the international airport? Now, there is a department that deals with. They also want to make sure that there is light in the house to the end of the day. Mr. Tobol, that's what I want to see. Come forward. William, thanks for coming.
very much, honorable members. My name is Martin Matsemore. And I'm with my colleague, Tebo Konyaku, who is responsible for the electrification of the program called Centenic, and Mr. Rukuna Magie, who is the electrification, the planning manager. Our presentation has got it's a two-part. The next page is actually the details of how we have allocated the money from the municipality. Because for the presentation, we indicated only the allocation per province. I'll go straight into the structure of the presentation. We will indicate the backlog, the allocation criteria, and the 2008-09 application as well as the allocation. As members are well aware that the electrification funding is basically, I would say, divided into two, which is the municipal program, which is Schedule 6, whereby licensed municipalities with the capacity to implement electrification and their allocated money or funding to execute projects in their licensed areas of supply. The next portion is basically Schedule 7, which is the ESCOM allocation, which ESCOM then implements electrification projects in the municipal area where they are licensed to distribute electricity. So in this case, we are saying that in some municipalities who does not have a license completely, you find ESCOM basically implementing those projects on behalf of municipalities and continuing to operate and maintain them. In areas where the municipalities are responsible for electrification, the municipality will implement those specific projects. There are areas, of course, where the ESCOM and municipalities overlap in the same municipal area, and you have got areas where ESCOM implement and municipalities implement. The backlog, as we have it today, it's about 3.4 million houses, and most of those are in the Eastern Cape, KwaZulu-Natal, Limpopo, and as well as Gauteng. And Gauteng mainly being the informal settlement. That's why we have got a large backlog there. Because when we count the backlog in our sense, we count all households which do not have access to electricity, both in a formal and the informal area, and that will constitute the backlog. And that information, the way we have got it, comes from the statistics campaign. Our allocation criteria to allocate funding for electrification, that's the next slide, it's basically the backlog, as we know it, but the fact that the area is rural biased, it means that it also needs to be prioritized because we need to build bulk infrastructure to those rural areas. And of course, whether the area has been prioritized as a nodal zone, contributed as a sector, the past performance of those specific municipalities, we do take that into consideration because some municipalities, you find that they are still implementing projects from the last financial year. And of course, we take into consideration the priorities or at that specific moment. Like in this case, we have to prioritize the electrification of clinics and schools in the next 2 years. And then, of course, projects need to be part of the IDP. And most importantly, there must be housing. And we will talk about that as we continue. And whether the area has been proclaimed and so on, we take that into consideration. And areas that require bulk infrastructure to take place. If we talk only on Schedule 6, that is only municipalities with a license. The 2008-09 we received application, I'm talking of projects that municipalities needed to implement or they applied for to be implemented in the 2008-09. We have received only for households, we have received 876 million worth of applications from municipalities. That is only for the to electrify houses. And if we also receive applications to build bulk infrastructure, substation upgrades, some work there and so on, to enable some connections, we received about 1.1 billion worth of applications from only municipalities with the license to distribute. And we have received some 2.5 million to electrify the schools from municipalities. And the total application that we have received from municipalities to do electrification in the ACAN was 1.9 billion in total. And that was going to give us about 195,000 connections from only on the municipal program, not the electricity. After a process of prioritization and so on, because we have only 595 in the 2008-09. Of course, some of the projects will have to be deferred in the next financial year and so on. And considering the fact that some of the applications that we have received, some of the projects were not implementable, they were not ready to be implemented and so on, we finally made an allocation of that 595, but now about 195 million of that basically going to do household connections. And about 400 million is going to go into the bulk infrastructure. And 1.2 million going to do schools, and majority of those schools, in fact, all those schools that are going to be are in the Habazindi area, and it's about 12 schools there. And the connections that we envisage to get on the municipal program in the next financial year is 46,000 connections. And the split of this is the additional information that we have provided. That is the split per municipality as to how much each municipality is basically getting. Members will be aware that on this specific document that we have given, there will be some municipalities which allocation does not appear there. And it is there, basically, the distinction that areas where basically ESCOM would be 100% responsible for the electrification, hence the money does not go to the municipality. When we come to the ESCOM program, those are basically the allocations that the ESCOM has made to date. I know that on this specific program, in terms of connection, we envisage still about 100,000 connections. Hence, our target for 2008-09 in terms of connection is still 150,000 connections. And majority of the funding, honorable members, still goes to the building of the bulk infrastructure to open up rural areas for electrification. I'm not going to go into detail with the each and every allocation for per municipality as to why that municipality receives those, because there's basically details of projects which are going to be implemented in those municipalities. But one of the observations that the members would basically see would be that in some of the allocations you'll find that maybe there's very little allocation that has been made to that municipality, either to do into the pockets of households that just needed connection, but the greater part of the allocation would basically be on the bulk infrastructure, which is not necessarily situated in that specific municipality. It might be situated, a substation might be situated in an adjacent municipality, but basically supplies a wider area other than that specific municipality. Okay, I'll go straight into the challenges. challenges that we mainly experienced in the total planning process, that after, although we have explained the process of application forms and what is required, we always get some, of course, but although we work with them to try to alleviate this problem, but we also get some of the application of business plans and not being completed. We work together with many municipalities. Of course, the late returning of those forms, which basically delays the total planning and allocation process. But one of our big challenges is basically housing. And we say this, and specifically, we give an example of the Western Cape. If you look at the Western Cape, one could, in a true sense, say that we no longer have backlog in the Western Cape, except in the city of Cape Town. So therefore, what we are doing in the Western Cape, excluding city of Cape Town, we are basically addressing what we would call growth, because then municipalities are no longer having houses maybe which are there which don't have electricity, but they have houses that will still be built that need electricity. So the greatest challenge is because municipalities don't know how much have they been allocated for housing, and therefore they cannot within confidently say to us that they will build those houses, and therefore that funding is going to be spent. So that creates a big problem for the implementation of the program, because they will you know, plead that make the allocation available in case we can, or we will talk to housing and so on and so on. They sometimes come with letters that commit Department of Housing that they will get houses. Unfortunately, I don't know what happens in the process, but when we come to the realization process, they come back and say they don't have they we must get the money back.
Dara supports the extension of the section to include detailed housing allocation. Could we eat too much? In this brand new Dara, the issue you are raising is that so don't talk to that. Two municipalities and schools and the budget of provincial hospitals, inclusion of the section will foster transparency, promote proper planning and alignment, municipal IDPs in respect of infrastructure plan. So, imagine it. Don't talk to that.
Thank you, Chair. The other challenge, as we have it today, is that we are finalizing, most municipalities and ESCOM are still finalizing the 2007-08 program. But it is basically a challenge because, and I think maybe we must indicate this, that the capacity and both on mainly contractors and consultants in the country has basically been trained today. And that is why there is also a slowdown there in terms of the implementation of the program. But that is mainly the national problem that we are basically experiencing. And the only thing what we can do is that to foster or encourage new entrants, contractors and consultants to come and play in the electrical construction sector. And that is the end of our presentation. So thank you.
So, in view of what you just said, that we need to cut them for the allocation for the two programs. The ESCOM program has do you therefore that TME oppose us? Would you take that the company is unveiled and therefore decrease the allocation? Oppose yourself and then yourself of what you just said? Or would you want to support these allocations as are?
I would like to support them as they are, and if there is a chance that we increase the allocation.
Thank you,
thank you, Chair.
Right. That's it. This is some of the stuff, and this is why we say you should not look at this, okay? Next time you must look at it. of the headaches you are having, taking care of the problem. Okay, right. Questions, comments, plans? Now, it's a button.
For this was the original, the problem of the team or the team.
For the
modern nation today, the condition is not transferred as well. How would it affect the current network rate of today, this year, next year, the current service? How much is it in the area of education with the community environment?
After the challenge number one, who committed to mission one? The twist change means they normally pick up that challenge. And what do they do to have? Especially now that you supported the bill, let me just allow the responses that information.
I'll start with the supply constraints. An average rural electrified or local house electrified is about 0.8 to about 1.2 kVA. And in terms of the, if you look at now the total of 200 connections, in terms of a bigger picture, it's basically minute. It's very, very small. You can actually, it's negligible if you compare it. Of course, you need to take consideration of that, but if you look at the amount of capacity that you need for 200,000 houses, it's basically very, in terms of our national capacity in total, it's small. And also considering the fact that in a rural house, and so majority of the people in rural areas would be energy efficient in a sense that most of them don't even use this electricity for cooking and so on. They still use their conventional way of cooking and so on. So in a sense, the people who really need to contribute largely to the energy efficient program. We don't neglect them, even though we give them energy efficiency lighting as part of the electrification program. But their consumption is basically very low. I'm saying this because there is currently high cost of housing development in golf estates and so on, and those are even bigger than what you have in electrification. So we will continue to do electrification and also take the issue of capacity of the national capacity into consideration. The challenge of application forms, every year with all municipalities we have workshops. Every year we do it per province, 2 days. We spend time with municipalities. We explain the application form, how it works, and so on. But of course, we do take cognizance that there are some that will still not be able to be on par, or the people who attended might not have disseminated enough information for them to fill the application form. But we also have regional offices that work with municipalities to ensure that they sort of comply with the process. Thank you.
Okay. We will further engage as you know what is the problem during the third quarter of this month. But for now we shall pass to the US support. We also have that we are also not raising issues with national I'm not sure when it comes. We have our own 4x4 and 3x3.
they said that they prayed, but this matter was but then of course that context in the whole world economy. Government does not have a figure, but there are projects called in South Africa so long for and all those projects relate to inability by NHRC to monitor those projects. And it's all our view of them. All over the country, there for those kinds of problems. Because NHRC came out of the project, money. Those are the money for the general. It's a case, it's just by a coincidence that the year and specifically that there could also be right. But it's clear to us, I mean, you go around Cape Town, for instance, where we have a fuel tank, you ask, an energy applicant has certain requirements that it puts to people that in order for you to ensure that your house is in order, people can make it start and whatever. Things that are very difficult for just ordinary, what you call a person now to participate. But the thing is, NHRC in many instances don't have to go to the same case that year. In the history of the same case, there's been no one for a monetary evaluation of the of those houses. And the many provincial housing departments have come before us and have informed, and it's not all, that NHRC has no capacity whatsoever. So, I think that that is the issue you are here. We would like to hear from you. What is it that you think about capacity? And the recent case, for instance, when there are the same, in their determination to ensure that they are saving the changes that cause the risk of the patient to submission, to ensure that they can fast track their own program. NHRC must control. And there was a forum, as I reported, that was formed in the recent case, where one of NHRC, all the other departments, are present and NHRC is not present. So I think that those are the issues that are to let NHRC in the air that issue that is involved.
Very much. Well, thank you, Chair. I would pick up on the way to say who cares. But to which make the follow up on the final resources. There is, we are not asking, we are aware, we are sure there is a capacity in the end of the year. But the type of what that is becoming in progress by this community, many people with a number of problems, being the type of housing that can be built. When you said that, the NHRC covering these houses, yes. And the quality and standard of those houses, I mean, not up to standard or up to scratch. If I can ask now to program that has drawn national attention of so many houses in the northern case in front of the future of the northern case, those houses, I'm sure the NHRC would be able to do that. Where a number of people went in there with quality even up to now. It's a good thing that they started trying to use them up to now, they are not finished. Still going on, and some houses, people are not even staying in those houses, but they haven't completed because of the standard and level quality of those houses.
nonsense that any CRT mentions, but they never come to evaluate those numbers or be able to have the capacity to stop and come for the team with these numbers that come once we get them.
Thank you. Justify your existence. That's all.
wisely.
Okay. So we will allow the chapter to, you will be responding at least to the written submission now. Alright. If there are, I think my colleague is also right. That is also just getting proper report in terms of studying the areas where you've done that, or what are the challenges also that you're picking up, and what is being done about those challenges. Because it is also your challenges that are there for you. The whole national department is also not here now. So clearly there's a whole range of things you must clarify. So what do you share with me and you feel?
I'm just going to ask them to be over the national on the election. And I quite appreciate the number of issues that we raised. But I also want to thank the chair and the committee for giving us the opportunity to put forward our case. Because some of the statements that I made are really long term and are not a function of the NHGRC. NHGRC has two roles. One is to protect housing consumers, and two is to regulate the home building industry. If you look at our financial performance over the years in the non-subsidy sector, as it has been indicated earlier on in Franklin and other areas, when you are building bonded houses, our success rate has been phenomenal. We have a very strong budget based on non-subsidy sector, because in that sector we have had continuous assessment since we established by this Parliament or by this government in 2001. But it needs to be brought to the attention of the members that NHGRC only moved into the subsidy sector in 2003. By implication, any house or unit or project that was built by government before that period is not fully under the NHGRC. It's only in 2002 that the minister made an announcement that NHGRC should cover the subsidy sector. I will start by talking around issues of registration. Most of the challenges that are raised in the subsidy sector are caused by non-registered holders, and those people are acting illegally. And that's one of the reasons we are with them in and out of court. Regarding project enrollment in the subsidy sector now, there are processes that need to be followed. We as NHGRC do not appoint contractors. Contractors are either appointed by provinces or municipalities. What we do is we advise them on the capacity of each and every registered holder. Anybody that is in construction that is not registered with us is outside our control and is acting illegally. Home builders pay us only 600 rand to be members of the NHGRC. The bulk of the money of the NHGRC is paid by housing consumers in the non-subsidy sector. In the subsidy sector, the arrangements are as follows. Each and every province or municipality has to submit to the NHGRC approved geotechnical report. Now, most of the houses that are built in the subsidy sector lack this geotechnical report. Our role with regard to geotechnical report is multi-pronged. We look at the geographical makeup of the soil to make sure that the type of foundation solution that is recommended is suitable for a differentiated site. In our manual, which is part 1, part 2, part 3, we have indicated what needs to be done. Now, most of the home builders, for every project that is enrolled with the NHGRC, we have a full-time project inspector. That is in the subsidy sector. In the non-subsidy sector, we have outsourced all forms of inspection. Now, there are issues around certification programs. The minister made an announcement, I think that was 2005, that NHGRC must assist provinces in making recommendations on inspired two parties. Minister made an announcement encouraging them to invite us and pay us for us to undertake the medium work. We have been to Eastern Cape. The challenges in Eastern Cape are enormous. That's where we found that the province or the municipality has engaged non-registered home builders. And non-registered home builders in the housing market are not compliant and they are outside our control. Now, if one looks at the rectification program, I can assure the town that we have been in the Eastern Cape 2 weeks ago. And I can assure the town that we have appointed engineering firms to do audit on the houses that have been identified by the Eastern Cape province. And this is after our follow-up training. We are quite disappointed by the performance of the Eastern Cape in particular. I also want to emphasize the two processes in enrollment in the subsidy sector. The phase one enrollment, we call it project enrollment. What is a project enrollment? We want the approval by the MEC and the head of the department confirming that proper town planning has taken place, that proper geotechnical assessments have been conducted, and that proper stormwater has been complied with. This is done in terms of the government requirement called DMSH2. The challenge with this requirement is that most municipalities and provinces are unable to produce this report. Most of the plans are still in line with the previous processes, which are non-SHDRC compliant. With regard to the quality of registered housing, I am always, that is project enrollment. Project enrollment is where we give a certificate saying to a province, we believe that you are now complying with our book and our government requirements. We have a number of projects rejected. And I can give you a feel because on a quarterly basis, we submit reports to national government. That is one of the reasons that they are in agreement with us. We have raised these challenges of provinces not enrolling. And I think you have seen it in the media where we have taken MECs to court. Saying to MECs in particular housing, have taken MEC in Northwest. We have had good interaction with the Limpopo MEC. On several occasions, we did some work in Limpopo. And we are proud to say, if you were to talk to Limpopo about our work today, that NHGRC is fully engaged. With regard to material supply, there are serious problems. There are three bodies that are responsible in this country. It's the NHGRC, it's SABS, it's AGMA South Africa. What we are seeing in the industry is that more building material is reaching our shores. And most of these building materials are either not SABS approved, not AGMA approved, neither NHGRC approved. With regard to our builders who are registered with the NHGRC, the requirements are that all material used on site, I'm talking subsidy sector, must be approved by any of three bodies. And if they are approved, we will be in a position to monitor that quantity. But in the absence of registration of the project or enrollment of the project by the province, even if we come across this housing, we will only say to the province, we will not enroll. And as such, the person that suffers is the beneficiary because the house will not enjoy a warranty scheme. It's not the fault of the beneficiary, it is the fault of the province. For the last quarter of this year, the third quarter of this year, I can report to this body that KwaZulu-Natal has not enrolled a single project, neither did Sistine. A week ago, we were in Sistine. We have also raised this issue through the MEC, Mapereka. We still have to go to KwaZulu-Natal. But because these projects are not enrolled, you will not see NHGRC present in those projects. And the national government is aware of this. The national department is aware of this requirement. Regarding capacity, Christian church would be saying that, say to me, a guy like mine left to be paid this week because he made appointment of this engineer system. He went through the whole procurement process and we completed our task. Capacity to monitor activities of engineers, we believe we are fully capacitated. What we do is if a municipality does not have a registered engineer, we're not talking about a student engineer who passed in the academic area of the built environment. We're talking about a PR engineer. When you have a PR engineer, it's only another qualified PR engineer that can question the report. No other person can do that. They work like doctors. What doctors do, they can either blame the prescription or in the engineering facility, they will blame the calculation. And that's why today is a bit of a backlog. We have been in this place, we can report to you that the two levels in this place for geotechnical assessment are full and they are able to take additional work. Last chairperson, if you allow me, is on all units that are registered with the NABRC, if anything happens to those units, we as the NABRC are obligated to rectify. But today in the subsidy sector, we have never been called upon to rectify any housing unit because those units, chairperson, are not involved in us. Community awareness program. We have been on air, we have distributed documents, we have been on radio, and I've been saying on radio that communities must reject any housing unit, subsidy or non-subsidy, if the builder or the owner or the municipality or the province cannot produce an enrollment certificate. It is not about us creating waivers, it's about us trying to say to communities, you have a warranty here that can protect you in cases of failure. It is true that we have got offices in all the provinces, we have increased our presence, and it is also true that for the widely spread provinces, we have now established satellite offices as from the current financial year, in order to make NABRC accessible. I would first at this point, chairperson, and give my chairperson an opportunity to add to what I have said.
Thank you, Honorable Member. First of all, I just want to add my voice in expressing our appreciation for being with you today. The issue of housing is a national issue. And it's a very sensitive issue. And we, as South Africans, can never underestimate what it means to us as a nation. Truth be told, the new dispensation created new energy among our communities. And historically, our people didn't have to face so many regulations and laws in their own specific communities when they delivered housing for themselves. My view is that we are all still in a learning mode. And I would plead for cooperation. Our doors are open all the time. And I have no doubt in my mind, I have one of the best teams in this country. Whether it is in the IT section, whether it is in the administration section, let alone the CEO himself. We have found that in our visit to Parliament, there is a lot of misunderstanding about where the NHDRC level started and how it operates. Having said that, we are, however, here now. We are ready to work. When there are gaps, those gaps need to be addressed jointly. now, we have produced some educational material, and we are very keen at council level that these educational materials be translated into all our mother tongues and languages so that it becomes accessible. One of our biggest challenges within the NHS is the shortage of engineers. That's why we outsource a lot of engineering work and inspectorate. We also are faced with new challenges. We have put into our system training, that's what the CEO didn't say, report. Every registered home builder is tested, is trained, his team, his workers are brought on board for training for free. We cover the training of the building team up to the value of about 18,000. We have broadened the curriculum because our view is that no amount of accusation is going to deliver on the goal, the national goal of delivering our. So whoever encounters problems out there in the field, please do connect with us, and we'll only be too grateful to work hand in hand, everybody in this country. Thank you very much.
Clearly, they're going to be understand in some cost. But I think that we are saying now ahead for this opportunity. Do the nice thing of the settlement to get the value in writing on the issues of the people. What we need to do that is to in a regular or you raise the critical issue. As we are sitting here now in the third quarter of 2016, there's a huge understanding. Now clearly they will be pointing the finger at you. And yet they have not mentioned that much. KZN has not registered. According to the Western case, in their own report that they are in a good relationship with the NHPRC and the turnaround time for legislation that imposed abstention was the Western case. Now, I'm campaigning so that we must also then unlock these challenges, problems in some of the other problems. We also have such a basis to say so that you pick up some of the illegal schemes in the country. Because that's why we also picked up from China and increased with the GP. They have a funny pressure, and Tanem would have something to do with the GP, which was not there. And this is something that we must work on. Let's get that kind of a report, because what do we need to do? In fact, I was just thinking here in May, we might want to have a meeting with this, especially the departments and provinces that are underperforming. Especially these that are also pointing fingers. We are also having a limited case now that is disappointing. And maybe by May, we shall be able to see a better. So let's have a meeting then in May. We will identify ourselves which provinces will be part of the discussion. We say surely we'll be part of that, and we'll be part of that. Umalab was part of that because the process of problems there and so on. Somewhere in May, we will again convene a meeting where all of them are underlying. Precisely because we must then address the matter of why personnel relate to the situation. And then we've got to resolve those matters. We shall communicate to yourself late. Now, part of what is critical for me
credit card. I received credit. It's doing some housing projects right here. And there's been some problems. People want to. I'm always worried about their capacity itself. Would be nice so that when we meet in May, this would be nice to have an understanding of whether they are any capacitated to do. But also, let's also have a list of these problems that are using this easy construction. But also, using your own power in terms of persuading and dealing with problems is not easy. We've got to assist yourself also from this time. Ensure that you are in with them, you know, have a future that you guide in terms of collaboration. But we could not collaborate when we don't know what is happening, where. Because, as you have said, the impatient, it feels as if this structure that really does not care about it, or the system, I think we've got a fair understanding of what we do now. We are very, very serious about housing. And this is why my worry for me is that you are raising the issues of municipalities, presentation of projects and other things. It also relates to this accreditation thing we were talking about. So it would be nice as a meeting in May that we are going to discuss fairly this thing. But provinces cannot be allowed also to hide behind themselves. And your own process, and the service they are not giving, they are not giving. Mr. Brown, what are
you saying here? I had my face here with the picture of you and I'm I think there's one important message in here, is the role of the municipality in ensuring housing is one of them. Because ultimately, the municipality is the one that establishes the town, that depends on the ministry, that foundation, it should be doing all of the same of things. And before a house can be occupied, my understanding is that they need to issue an occupation certificate. So what you may want to just a proposal, in that May kind of discussion, let's get the big cities. You started with Joburg, with your mentors, and even the and let's understand what, whether they also understand what the role is as it relates to the development. Quality role for them.
So I think I'll then do, we were talking about soil magic and so on. I'm going to identify some of the things in each problem and then start that discussion. That's a very interesting very much.
But I'm the last question. Not on the other one. It's just that.
I just want to say thank you very much, sir, for allowing us this opportunity and the promise of working together going forward. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Right. Is there no other matter I can do? No, right. People are going to be here. We need to hear from each other. We want to hear. No other matter.
Well, I'm going to be excited about this. Do people want to talk about this? Can I not
become a wife, or a little wife, and she thinks the baby will become function to love her husband. And also, I think seen in my son, that we have also the effect of reporting files from the receiving officer. Including the people that they have problems, transfer money to the Shahab, or to any other public agency, either to rental public agency or a national public agency, that they are sure with what money has been transferred and how they receive it from that.
sure. I'm not sure. I think it's the second one.
Thank you.
This was his son. There's quite a problem that she's brought into the finance committee, so there's a lot of delegates. There is a lot of delegates. Finance, so that they're reporting basically to do with a specific bill called the DORA bill. So they report on that and on their department's progress on that, the equitable sharing and all the rest of it on that. Very boring, actually.
How do you want to report on any financial matters and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, they do. There's a lot of, there's obviously a lot of budget set out and projection figures and all the rest of it. But it also has a lot to do with the act itself, which is quite a comprehensive act. They refer to the act and so on. So it's